like just his ability to like read each one of our offensive line, like each one of our blocks. Like, so, I mean, he could start out on the right side of the line and end up breaking it outside of me, or he could vice versa. He could start out on my side and end up breaking it outside of Duff. Like, he has an amazing football IQ, and he sees every hole and sees what is coming through each hole. So he's just – he has that quick twitch to him, and he's able to just get out.
If there's anything you think that the offensive line needs to improve the most from game two to game three, what would you kind of point to?
Staying on – we got to finish more blocks. Like, we're pretty physical, but we always got to be more physical every week, and – that's how we're going to be able to push this team along. It starts with the offensive line up front, then it ends up starting with the defensive line, and then it's going to take this team to the next level.
Do you guys feel like you're really leaning on them, especially in the late third and fourth quarter? They're just pounding the football? Just kind of leaning on them, wearing them down?
Oh, yeah. Just running the football, we're trying to get the clock to run out. Like, it really helped us, and obviously I think they probably went like got a little down about it, but – It was real good for us. So,
what did you guys do to kind of stay motivated during the delay?
We reset the clock like we told everybody. Game restarts 0-0. Like, we haven't won anything. They haven't won anything. There's still a ball game out there.